We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mummy says don't play with fire.
Ah! Oh, my God.
That's hot. But Mummy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hi, Helen. Hey, hey, welcome to this week's episode of The Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's yet another pleasure to be with you for another episode, another enthralling episode in which we talk about all the crazy things that have happened over the past week. Before I start off, just to tell you what we have in the second half, POI against Calvin That Beef. I'll play excerpts from both songs and give you my verdict. And then also what I was going to talk about, when to end a relationship, when it's done. And when you should stop trying to mend it, really. And but to start with, let's look at the news that made the stuff that made the news this week. First of all, the sad news about that aeroplane that crashed into the Vumba Mountains that was this past week, and 6 people died. Of the 8 people, the 2 were crew members, and 4 were directors of a company that chartered the plane. It was the oldest plane charter that was registered in Mozambique, having been registered in 1973. Rest in peace to the six that passed away in the plane crash. News coming out is new fines. If you go and check them out, get educated. The level 1, level 2, and level 3 fines. The level 1 fine has gone up from $5 to $10. There's a traffic fines. The level 2 fines have gone from $10 to $20. The level 3 fines have gone from $20 to $30. So, yeah, you're going to be forking out a bit more for infractions on the roads in Zimbabwe. Also happening, congratulations to Strive Masiwa, who is mentioned by Fortune magazine as one of the 50 greatest world leaders of the year. Among people mentioned are people like Jack Ma, Angela Merkel, LeBron James, and people of that. Different, you know, Nikola Tesla. Yeah, you know, he's also mentioned in there. Congratulations to them. And Nikola Tesla, did I just mention somebody from the past? Come on. That's what you do when you mix too much science with what you're trying to do in your life. So he was ranked number 3. And Ja Praiser is performing at Bushfire Festival. He's among people who are announced in the second batch. Also, Questa is there as well. And also, is Huma Seyela already announced as TKZ. It's Jojo Booty. So that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that. And then what else? Zimbabwe and SA in football played a double draw. Yeah, I don't know why they bothered playing that match this past weekend. Norman Mapeza was the coach of Zimbabwe, is the acting coach, but it looks like he's liking the idea of coaching Zimbabwe on a permanent basis. I don't know how FC Platinum are going to feel about it. But I think the national side might get away with Norman Mapeza being a part-time coach for this year, since there's only one big match happening this year. That is against Liberia in the Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. Remember, Zimbabwe was kicked out of the World Cup qualifiers. It will not be qualifying for the World Cup, even if they wanted to, over non-payment to a guy called Valinhos. Oh, no, one of those guys, some guy. They owed people money. It's such a sad situation. Charles Manucci was knocked out against Alexander Abduksarov, all the way in Uzbekistan, yes, this past weekend. So he lost his title. There's a lot of confusion over there over what's happening. Some people are saying he threw the fight and so forth. I think he was just clowning around a bit too much, overconfident and cocky and that sort of thing. And finally, Haifa, the theme for this year, for this year's Haifa, which is running from the 2nd to the 7th of May, is, wait for it, Staging an intervention, -27, staging an intervention. Now, some well wishes across the world, because of the financial crisis within Zimbabwe, the situation as it is, have decided to put together a thunder fund, okay? It's essentially a crowdfunding exercise to try and raise money to assist Haifa. Haifa is going to set, is going to take place whether the money is raised or not, but essentially, yeah, they want to raise about 1.3 million rands, and last time I checked, it was like 60,000 rands that have been raised. So they're trying to raise money to assist Haifa with his expenses. It's Larry, you're listening to the Criticast.
Thirsty, like Arabians up in the Kalahari, with no oasis, the basis for your whole foundation to speak. I won't speak. You try to be like KO, but that died when you realize the whole style's too similar. You bleed from the jugular. Skandergod, Skandergod, you should bow down when you see him acting like you knew on the scene. Then you wanna be Casper, you the dumbest rapper on the planet. You did that show for no dough. Casper's only using you to make us forget about xenophobia and Corley. That could have been your brother getting killed, but you a selfish type of rapper, limelighter, brawl picker, dust kicker, rhyme biter, ever drunk with no liquor, claiming that you rhyme better. You a sore loser, let the higher level shine. You a swine with no kickstart. Somebody call an ambulance. You the ace, but so-called king is just died. All of the people you stepped on going up to fill your cup. Now you see us coming down. Every circus needs clowns. We lucky we've got one. Look what's going on now. You're getting knocked out in the first round. Mayweather, McGregor, I'm in the air. You float like a light featherweight. I saw your little tussle with JB. You were lucky he's a one-trick pony.
I'm way missed, I met your missus. How to handle this beef? They should have reminded you the competition is stiff. Fine, I used to look up to you till my vision go blurry. I passed an OG and now it's you I gotta bury. Oh lord, will his balls live again? Oh no, I'm the most ghetto Ezekiel that you'll ever know. I came from 9 or 7, I in the national buzz and next thing. I'm on tour, I'm international hustling. Then I'm back in my mom's crib. Like, what's up, mom? Back. Any call from builders, yeah, in my house. Cause I know these rappers think I spend my half a grand on vodka and bad bitches I meet in Horizon. Now it's back to this soap, and nigga, this fossil nigga. Last time you was imported this way, and I produced this nigga. Go best album without a thank you, Calvin letter. I knew in 2015 I had to prove who's better. I go best male, best album, song of the year. Tell that nigga P, get the out of here. For whatever, I'm the best and best that you heard that. I even got Wicked in screaming Levev in his hit track.
Now, you know I got love for POY, right? I got every moment that I've got for POY. But why he got into this, I have no idea. It was that, like, that moment when Benzino decided to get at it with Eminem, and you're like, but why? You're going to get slain. Like, you know, this, the bars that Calvin drops, they are so vicious, bruh. And it was so unnecessary. It was so unnecessary. It all came from a song first by Calvin, in which he drops and he mentions POY, because he says, girl, if you, you know, I don't go past B to POY or something. I can't remember the exact words. But essentially, it was one of those situations where it was double entendre, or it might have just been a single thing, because POY happens to work in a butcher. And then POY decided to go on a rant on Facebook, have a go, and then put out a single called Wannabe, which I played first. And then Calvin then responded, like, you know, I wasn't really calling you out in the first place, but now I've got to go bury your god. Yo. I don't even know how to, it's just, the part that I didn't play was where Junior Brown came in, because, you know, I cut off the song where POY said, called Junior Brown a one-trick pony, and then Breezy gets on and says, yo, you know, I'm going to get a piece of this. And it just got complicated. And so I just don't know. I just don't know. But I mean, I'm loving seeing the bars on hip hop in Zimbabwe, because sometimes it gets a bit too huggy, you know, everybody's just too nice to each other and so forth. And so no one is really trying to be the best, because, or if they're trying to be the best, no one is stating that I'm the best. And so, yeah, I don't know. But judging those two songs alone, you make a call. Who made it better? Who was more vicious? Okay, now I'm just being naughty. I'm probably going to end up on a diss track. Who knows? It would be funny, though.
Oh, je t'aime.
That's enough, the both of you.
Ouch!
Whatever.
So, I did a bit of a doo-doo. So, a couple of people sent me their voiceovers, or voice notes, and was sending it and telling me why, when it's time to end a relationship. Oh, it's the relationship segment. You listen to the Criticast, by the way. Because they're used to just doing things. And so, that died. So, yeah. But there were a couple of people that sent me their contributions via Facebook. They said, I asked from your experience, when is a good time to stop trying to mend a relationship? A relationship had just ended. What it says, when he or she tries to kill you, okay, I'll agree with that one. Because I think you should know when you're done, when you're tired and done psychologically, you know what you have to do, and just let go. That's from Amanda. The first one was from Tinashe. Chipo says, the moment you start mending, then it's done. And Norma comes in and says, the moment your heart is no longer in it, and you stop making an effort. Now, I've got a whole bunch of signs, and I want to go through some of them. I think I want to go with about 8, to be honest. I don't want to be too crazy. Usually there's like 1,000 of them out there. One of the biggest clear indicators that the relationship isn't going anywhere is boredom. If the relationship is just boring, it's become cumbersome, it's tiresome, there isn't anything excited in it, there's no fun, it's just, you know, the other person's internal, external transformations, you know, are usually what make for discovering a person's internal and external transformations are what make for a long-lasting and deepening relationship. But when, you know, when you move ahead and the evolution is in different places, you want different things in life, it's just not done. And it's related also to this other point where the relationship is just dead. It's just, you know, it's like, it's just nothing there. It's just, sometimes you ask, you're sitting there and asking yourself, why am I even here? I mean, like, you just have nothing. It's just, you're just there because you've just been there for the past 250,000 years, and that's it. And this, you probably just didn't have a reason to break up, but you don't have a reason to stay together. You know, if it's just dead, it's dead, and you need to find your needs for evolution and transformation in another place. So also something escapes. Also, when somebody starts finding their fun elsewhere and not with you, and you also see yourself having fun elsewhere, it's not with that, and not with that person, then that's an important sign that, you know, that the relationship, you know, it can't be fixed. And then, of course, another big issue is if you think you can fix something about them. About that person. If something major needs fixing, you're better off without the relationship. Let me say that again. If you think that there's something that you need to fix that is so fundamental in the other person, no chance. Because the only person that you can change is yourself. So if you think you can go into or stay in a relationship and change the other person, then think again. And that's related to the next one, which is a major character flaw. If it's one of those things you can't deal with, it's like addiction to drugs, problems with alcoholism, habitually connected to the past, it's always telling you about bad relationships they've had, and habitual liars, terrible habit of, you know, all sorts of things that make you just like don't want to be with this person, then there's every chance you shouldn't have been in the first relationship. But if you're in it, then that's a problem. If there's constant power struggles as well, that is a sign that, you know, this relationship is more about winning over. For example, if you find that the boy, there's more ranting and anger and creating desperate pleas and using guilt as a bludgeoning stick in the relationship, then, you know, it might be an idea to go be with other people, because if the person cannot help you, then that's a problem. Then the external stresses, some of the external known external stresses is financial issues. If there's the interference with the relationship that cannot be dealt with, and, you know, work demands and all sorts of things. You know, there are things that you would like to stick around for, you know, grief. There's certain things that change you. Uncontrolled disappointments that wear away at a couple's ability to cope. So, I mean, some of them can be short term. Again, those can be fixed. But if they're controlled, if the stresses are continuous, you begin to lose faith in the relationship, because the relationship is what's supposed to be something that sustains you. Then there's this diminishing illusions, you got that partner that always been promising the moon, but they've never brought you the tree from next door, so he's down, you know. It just doesn't work. And then most importantly, one of the key indicators is the sex has just gone down the drain. Then It's just not going to be done. It's just done, because, you know, there's that science that says that the afterglow that comes from sex, this 48 hours, is critical to bonding within a relationship. Yeah. So, and I mean, there are other indicators. If you lose interest in talking to the person, and, you know, a whole bunch of other things that are out there, but I'm sure, you know, you might be sitting there and you got some red flags. Remember, I think it's important to note, there are moments in which you have momentary lack of interest in the relationship. It's not the same as a sustained lack of interest. If it goes on for a long period, then yes, you should be worried. But there's sometimes that you're just frustrated, and this is not necessarily an indicator of the fact that this relationship has to end. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this episode of the Quiddicast. And get in touch with me via email. It's info@larryquiddie.com, and via Twitter @QuiddieDai. Send me questions, relationship questions, that you'd like me to tackle on any of those platforms, or also on the various social media platforms, the Twitter I mentioned, as well as Facebook. Just look for me, LarryQuiddieDai. And also get in touch with me. Don't miss out on an episode of the Quiddicast. Go to iono.fm. Look for Quiddicast and look for the RSS feed there, and load it onto your platform. And also go on to iTunes. We're there. Yeah, look for Quiddicast and you can subscribe and you won't miss an episode. Also, One Radio News has got us on their platform. Yeah, pretty awesome. Also, catch me on ZFM Stereo every Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tuesday, I do a show called Health Matters, and Wednesday, a new show. It's currently called Culture Talk, but I'm trying to evolve it into something else. So, yeah, I'll keep you informed on what we're trying to do with that one. And early on, I think I said Zimbabwe played South Africa. That wasn't correct. Zimbabwe played Zambia in a match. And also, Thunder, by the way, just to give you for Haifa, is THUNDAFUNDA. Okay, so that's Thunder Funder. Look for that and help Haifa make things happen. And just advise you that the Quiddicast falls under the Three Men on a Boat publishing. Finally, I'll leave you with the words of Dale Earnhardt Sr., who says, "It doesn't matter if fans boo or cheer, as long as they're making noise." It's been Larry. It's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?